Hi, this is Kathy Forstey reporting from Folk Alliance International. We've been here for the last several days, and we're here right now with someone who's going to be coming back to Kansas City next weekend. And so we wanted to spend a little bit of time chatting with Freebo, who is probably a music legend among us people in the know. Freebo has worked with everyone from, Bonnie Raitt?
Bonnie Raitt, Crosby, Stills and Nash, yes. John Mayall, Neil Young, Miriam Muldaur.
Just an incredible list of people that Freebo has worked with. And he's been here at the conference for the last several days, and he's going to be back in town on February 28th at Unity Village. Mm-hmm. You're going to be performing at the service as well at 10:30. Services at 10:30, and then you're doing a show after services at 1 p.m.
Yeah, I'm doing a concert at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was going to, we're thinking about doing I've gotten into speaking, you know, and it's called a keynote concert, but we decided that a lot of people here didn't quite know what a keynote concert was, so we figured we'd turn it back into a music thing with a little bit of message, but, you know, pretty much just a Freebo concert. So I'm excited about that. I was at Unity Village about 8 years ago, seven, mm-hmm. 8 years ago, when the POSI conference was here. Okay. Basically about positive music, mm-hmm. and awards.
Yeah, they did that every few years, I think.
Yeah, every year we do. In fact, I just came from that conference to this one. It's in Tampa now, and before that it was in Orlando, and before that it was in Kansas City. So that's when I got introduced to Unity Village, and I got to sing a song at the service, and, you know, it's the mothership of the Unity churches, and the POSI music is really POSI, short for positive.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of these New Thought churches across the country, basically progressive churches for so many of us that were raised in either, you know, Catholic or Protestant or Jewish, the traditional churches that would, you know, like some sort of spiritual community but have their own concept of what spirituality is. So turns out a lot of my music fits into that.
Yeah,
some of my dog songs don't. But,
I don't know. We like dogs in the Unity realm.
Well, dogs are very spiritual creatures.
They are.
I mean, talk about being
spiritual.
In the moment. You know, we're all trying to get there, and dogs are there all the time.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Well, how did you get asked to? So it was from being at the POSI conference a few years ago. You got asked to come back, or?
Yeah. Well, I actually because I play a lot of Unity churches and Unitarian Religious Science, which is now called CSL, Centers for Spiritual Living, you know, I got in touch with them, you know, and they knew who I was from the past, mm-hmm. and from my reputation in the POSI. So I actually had hoped that I could do it this Sunday because I'm going to be here. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, gosh, we're sorry. Ellis already got in touch, and she's playing it and doing a concert, but we can have you next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'm not going to be here. I'll be back in California. But then I thought, well, you know, opportunity, you know, what they say, luck is a definition of definition. Luck is opportunity meets preparation, or preparation meets opportunity. So I thought, well, I have prepared for this, and here's an opportunity. So I scheduled some things in Colorado with a friend, and do a couple shows there, and come back here. And so I'm looking forward to it.
Great. So when people come and see the service, you'll probably do a couple songs inside the service. And
yeah, I'll do whatever songs seem to fit with the message. I'm not even sure what the message is, but I'll work something in. And I think there's some sort of a luncheon, some sort of afterwards, a free
luncheon
for people. Yeah,
there's always food.
Yeah. Oh, you go there?
That's my church. Yeah, that's where I go.
Oh, it is. Uh-huh. Oh, great.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then at 1 o'clock, there'll be a concert.
Yeah, well, service is, 10:30 to 11:30, quarter to almost 12, so whatever, an hour or so for lunch, and then we'll do the concert. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, great. It's a good concert space, too.
Is it?
Yeah, so I think you'll enjoy yourself. And
great.
Sure, so you're going to be playing guitar? And
well, yeah. Well, in my concerts, I don't play bass. I mean, to me, bass is...
You don't carry around the tuba either?
it's a little large to carry around. Bass is, for me, a support instrument. It's all about what else is going on. So I play bass according to what's being played on guitar or piano and the vocal. But in my own shows, I play guitar.
Okay.
So it's just me and a guitar and the song and the message and the vibe and however it feels.
Great. So we're really looking forward to that show next Sunday at 1 p.m.
You going
to
be there?
Yes, I'll be there.
Great.
I'm just going to say yes, I'll be there.
Say yes. But you got to mean it.
I mean it. I do mean it. I will be there.
Good.
I think I have to run camera for the service anyway. So.
Oh, excellent.
So 1 p.m. at Unity Village in Lee's Summit, Missouri, next Sunday, the 28th. So be there at 1 p.m. Quickly, I want to ask you about your name. How did you get the name Freebo?
You really want to know?
Yes, I really want to know.
Well, it was an acid trip in 1967.
Okay.
And the band I was in, there were four of us, and three of us did the acid, and the fourth was the guide, because we'd always have a guide because, you know, is the wall really moving or does it just look like it's moving? Can I fly or do I just think I can fly? No, you really can't. Okay, I won't jump out the window. And the guy who was the guide basically gave us nicknames, and one guy wound up being Frog. I have no idea why. And one guy wound up being Euripides. And I was just growing my hair long, you know, kind of like an afro. I went from this real, you know, like a flat top, basically. And I started to grow my hair while I was in the band. And so he started calling me Fro, like short for afro. And then Fro became Frobie. And a couple of people started calling me Frobie. And then I mentioned it to one of my friends. Says, well, what about Freebo? I think Freebo would sound better than Frobie. I said, yeah, I kind of like the way that sounds. I was going through this whole metamorphosis. I was going through a whole change from really what I say, actually, in my talk, my keynote concert, from the person that I was groomed to be, you know, by my parents, by society, to the person I was meant to be, you know, and that's that person who is, you know, is a musical beast, so to speak, and it's just between, I don't know if you're born with the gifts or if they come about because I was exposed to the music, but whatever it is, it speaks to me, and I'm able to translate it, and it's worked out well for me. And really, at that moment, that wasn't in that particular one, but it was at literally the next acid trip. And by the way, folks, I'm not proposing that everybody take acid or do drugs, but it was the 60s. And back then, I like to say, some people say it turns you upside down. I think for me, what it did is I was upside down. It turned me right side up. And it just gave me a whole new perspective. The Vietnam War was going on then, and that's when I kind of went from, well, the domino theory, well, we got to stop the commies somewhere, to all of a sudden I started thinking, well, I don't have any quarrel with the Vietnamese, and I started hearing alternative information, being in the alternative culture in the 60s, and I found out that some of the so-called truths I was being told were not true, and of course Kennedy had gotten killed in 63, and then Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy in 68, and
it's a turbulent time.
You started to question some things, and there I was in the middle of it, playing in a rock and roll band, and at one point I just started thinking, what's the most important thing in life? I thought, well, to be happy.
Yeah.
Took me a long time to come to that conclusion.
I think it takes a lot of people a long time to come to that conclusion.
Well, you know, it does. And in retrospect, it was probably one of the most brilliant conclusions in my life, because I went back and said, nah, that's too simple. And then when I came back out, I thought, no, that's really what it's about. So then I said, well, what is it that makes you happy? And I thought, well, doing what you love to do, you know, doing what really speaks to you. Not pleasure, like having a chocolate bar, which, you know, lasts for a couple minutes and then you feel terrible, but, you know, stuff that really, really feeds your soul, feeds your spirit. And so I thought, well, here I am in this rock and roll band playing music. I thought, I wonder if I can do that the rest of my life. And I started thinking, well, what do you need in life? And I thought, well, you need food, clothing, and shelter. But without that, you die. So you need that, but you don't really need anything else. So I thought, if I can make enough money playing music to provide for my food, clothing, jeans, and T-shirt, you know, some sort of shelter, and decent meals.
Strings for the bass.
Excuse me?
Strings for the bass.
Strings for the bass, just enough to get along, that I could actually do this for the rest of my life and have a chance of being happy. And that was 1967, so that's almost 50 years ago. And
well, we're glad you're still doing it.
Me too. I really can say that for the most part, look, life has its challenges. You know, we all of our stuff we have to deal with and baggage we have to get rid of. But I would say for the most part, I have been and I am a happy guy, and I'm grateful that these circumstances came along. Like John Lennon says, life's what happens when you're busy making other plans.
I love that quote.
I love that quote, too. Apparently, it's not a John Lennon quote. Apparently, he got it from somebody else, and I said it in a show, and somebody came up after reminding me, said, that was not John Lennon who said it. It came from...
Well, he put it in a song, though, so...
He sure did,
so
yeah.
So he gets credit for it.
Yeah, well, I'll give him the credit. He did a lot of other good stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us for a little bit today here at Folk Alliance International.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kathy.
Remember,
yeah, thanks for doing what you do.
Oh,
you
know, you're
cool
welcome.
Stuff.
We're glad to have you at the station and playing on the station.
Are you playing my music?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. I appreciate that.
So Unity Village next Sunday, February 28th. The services are at 10:30, so if you want to come to the services, come to the services at 10:30. And then there's a concert at 1 p.m. there at Unity Village as well in their community center, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You know, and for those who've never been to a Unity service, I'm not promoting it, but until I happened to back in because somebody said your music would work well at this church I go to and they'll actually pay you a little bit of money, blah, blah, I have yet to be at any New Thought church where I didn't hear the message and agree with it, because it's not about a belief system. It's just about you know, peace and love and really the thing about, you know, nobody's going to fix it for you. Nobody's going to save you. You save yourself by looking in the mirror and dealing with stuff. It's real and having some responsibility and ultimately the reward for that is the inner joy you find as you let go of your baggage. And it's a wonderful, supportive community. Yeah. And there's all sorts of wonderful people in it. So I find it to be fascinating. So if you've never been to one, here's your opportunity to come to a service.
And I know
you can hear it.
On the front of our bulletin every day, it says we welcome everyone. So
that's true. Yeah, it's really true. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you again. And I'll see you next Sunday at Unity.
All right. Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy.